Okay, Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. Good to talk to you again, my friend. You ready for our Ask a Plumber segment?
I'm ready, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Before we start, rainy days like this where you get a lot of water, maybe it's pooling in the yard, the lawn. I don't know if you do anything with that or if there's any worries inside the house on days like this when you get this much rain.
Well, yeah, we definitely run into a lot of, you know, sump pump issues. Pooling in the yard is a big one. And also, you know, even the ejector pumps. I know PermaSeal and Roy is very busy this time of year, too, with leaks in basements.
Yeah, for sure. What's an ejector pump? Is that the thing that goes and pushes it all out of my house?
Yeah, well, the sump pump is a rainwater, and the ejector pump would be for sewage. So if someone's got a basement bathroom, anything with sewage, the ejector pump has a grinder in it, and that is how it differs from just your sump pump for rainwater.
Okay. Thanks. I never knew what that was. Got a question from the 309. I smell something nasty coming from my sink, my kitchen sink. It's a little sewer gassy. Is that dangerous? Is that indicative of something bad that could happen?
Well, I guess what I would ask the customer or the listener would be, you know, is this something that just happened all of a sudden, or is it something that's been going on for a long time? A lot of, you know, sinks are not done up to code, and if they don't have a trap below their sink, that can allow for sewer gas to come up through there, and that's not healthy for sure. So they would want to look into that. But a lot of times people have garbage disposals, and, you know, they just, if they don't use them a lot, they'll tend to smell. So what I would say in that situation is take lemon peels or orange peels, and if you drop them down your disposal and turn it on, it'll take that smell away for you.
Okay. 773, is there anything I should be doing before plugging in my outdoor hoses and running them? Anything in the spring, or are they set to plug it in, run it like normal?
No, you definitely want to check on those. So every spring on Home Sweet Home Chicago, that's something I'm going to be going on over on Saturday. I consider, you know, outside spigots to be kind of a two-person job. If you've got two people to do it, have one person go in the basement, have one person go outside and turn it on. And what you're looking for is it leaking inside the home. And if they freeze over the winter, you know, people just go outside and use it for the first time, and they could be running the water for a half hour, an hour, and the amount of damage that we see is extraordinary. So you should really team up and do that together and make sure that, you know, you didn't have that spigot split over the winter.
I have a dumb question. So it would be if it froze and broke the pipe, but since it wasn't used, you wouldn't notice it until you turned it on. It's not like there's still frozen water in there. We've obviously thawed that out. It's that you did some damage in December, or January, or February that you wouldn't notice. And if you just turn on the hose and run it and it's pouring into the basement, that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, no, and that's not a dumb question at all. That's actually a really smart question because, you know, the spigots that we would put in or anything up to code now is going to be what they call a frost-free. And they're designed, you know, to stop the pipe from freezing. So the handle is on the outside, but the actual, you know, fitting that it seals is anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 inches inside the home. So if that line splits and the valve is off outside, it won't leak until you open it outside, and then the actual leak is in your house. It's not outside.
It's the two-person job.
It can cause a ton of damage. Yeah, so I always, you know, if you can, if you're by yourself, you know, go out, turn the faucet on, and then go right, you know, right down to the basement, or, you know, if it's a crawl, you know, a slab, it's obviously, it's going to be, you know, very easy. You know, you're going to see that leak immediately. But the amount of damage we see in people's basements from this happening, and it happens every single spring, is, I mean, you're talking thousands of dollars of damage to their home. And all they've got to do is do what I'm saying, and they can avoid that.
Right. Okay, let's go to Debbie on line one. Debbie, you have a question for Mike Epping of Center Guard.
Yes. Hi, Mike. I have a 1993 manufactured home that I bought in 2017, has had the original toilets, basically everything original. My toilet was fine in my one bathroom, but I wanted to upgrade it. So I researched a licensed union plumber, and he just started his business. Yeah, I bought the toilet through. I had to go through a plumbing place he told me to. Bought a toilet. That first toilet was had a crack in it, so he had to replace it. So he replaces my toilet, and I tell him, like, towards the end of the wall, I know it goes down a little bit because somebody told me the floor must have gotten wet. And he goes, yeah, I know. He says, and I did prop up your toilet a little bit. But I noticed after a little while there was movement again, and 6 months later there's water on the floor, so I'm thinking the toilet's cracked. I call. He's out of business.
Oh, no.
So I had somebody in my community who actually took the toilet out. He put in a heavier wax ring, and when I flush is there a little bit of water on the rim. So this man tells me, which we're talking, he thinks, first of all, the toilet never should have been propped at all, he said. And he says, probably if I've got, like, the vinyl flooring the wood vinyl flooring around it, that he thinks that might solve the problem.
Well,
and he was going to do that, but he's
let's
not.
Let's have Mike jump in. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sounds like a comedy of errors by the contractors.
Yeah.
Debbie, you know, it sounds unfortunate for sure. And, you know, when he's talking about, you know, replacing the floor or vinyl tiles, I think when you say propping it up, I assume he put some kind of shim or something under the toilet mm-hmm. to try to make it level. Is that what you mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, to me, it could be a defective toilet again that's just, you know, cracked underneath to where you can't see it. The trap is actually cracked internally, and that's what's leaking. Or they just might not be setting the toilet right with the wax rings, depending on, you know, your toilet flange, which is what comes through the floor and connects to the bottom of the toilet.
Someone from CenterGuard can go look at this, though, right, and take care of this.
That would be absolutely something. If you want to take pictures of this, you can send it to us at 847-406-8883, and we can actually give you a quote. But I think you should really have a licensed plumbing contractor come out, someone you can trust.
Like CenterGuard,
been in business for 20 plus years,
yes.
Versus, you know, a new company. And, you know, whatever we're going to do, we're going to stand behind. And, you know, I'm going to be here years down the road to, you know, to back, you know, the labor and everything that we did for you.
But yeah. Otherwise, Debbie,
should have it looked at.
Yeah, exactly. And where can people give that number one more time, actually, Mike?
It's 847-406-8883, or you can go to WGNplumber.com.
Okay. Got a couple more questions on the text line. I'll send those over to Mr. Hochberg and his team. How about that, Mike, and you? And
perfect.
You'll answer some of those questions on Saturday with that 10, right?
Yeah, 10 to 1.
All right. Mike, this is great. We'll do this again soon, okay?
All right, John. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Debbie, for the phone call. That's Mike Epping of CenterGuard Plumbing. Ask a plumber. And trust me, you go with the right plumber, the right guy, it saves you money. It all connects to your money matters. And that's who I've been using for a while. They've helped me out a ton.